You're listening to Amud V'Chazaru with Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Psachim, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're going to start just at the last bit of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. That's where we begin this discussion, which is a continuation of our prior discussion, analyzing again the Machlokas between Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiah, whether every Isser Achila mentioned in the Torah is also an Isser Hana, unless specified otherwise, or not. And we said that Chizkiah says that when the Torah says, Lo Yeachel, that's an Isser Achila with Isser Hana. But if it says, Lo Yochal, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Lo Sochlenu, or anything like that, anything that's not Yeachel, then it's only an Isser Achila, no Isser Hana. Rabbi Bahu argues, he says, no, whenever there's an Isser Achila mentioned in any form, there's an Isser Hana attached, unless the Torah indicates otherwise, whether explicitly or through some sort of drasha, an extra word. And we asked regarding Orla, because Orla, there's an Isser Achila, and not even just an Isser Achila, but it says Lo Yeachel. So according to everybody, there would seemingly be an Isser Hana. But we had a Mishnah that taught us that the Isser Hana is learned from something else. It's learned from the Lashon Va'araltem, Arloso, Arelim. But hold on. According to Rabbi Bahu and Chizkiah, there should be an Isser Hana over here because it says Lo Yeachel. And we respond that, yes, you would have thought that, but because the pasuk says lachem, so you might have thought, oh, that puts it back into the possession of the owner. That the fact that it says lachem, that teaches me that don't be thrown off by the lashon of lo yeachel. Don't think that means you can't have hana. Lachem, it is yours. It's arelim lachem. It's yours, so you can have hana from it. That's what you might have thought. Don't think that, says the Mishnah, because it says Va'aralta, Marlaso, Arelim. So don't think that Lechem means that you can have Hana from it. It is still Usur to have Hana from it. Then the Gemara in the last line said, okay, fine. So if Lechem does not mean that it is as if it's your property and you can have Hana from it, so Lechem Lamali. Why does it say Lechem then? So the Chedetanya, like to teach a teaching of the Brisa. The Brisa actually explicitly tells us what lechem means, and this is what we end with: lechem l'rabos esanatua l'rabim. That the word it's machlokes in this Brisa. Interestingly, the opinions have an exact opposite understanding of lechem. But the Tanakhama says lechem is to include for the rabim, meaning that even if you planted something for the rabim, it still falls under the category of Orla. Rashi says, "Letzorach harabim kigon beemtza aderech lechol over," like you planted it in the middle of the road, planted a nice tree right in the middle of the road, and for anybody who passes by to get food from. So maybe you would think, maybe that would be excluded from Orla. No, lechem, it's also included in Orla. We'll see how we get that. Tosos just argues on one point of exactly what this looks like. He doesn't think that Emtza Derech would actually be excluded over here, or included, right? He quotes the Mishnais in Orla, so he understands it slightly differently. But you can see Tosos there. But that's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lahotzi Esanatua L'Rabim. It's actually to exclude the Orla for something that was planted for the Rabim. So if you have something, the tree planted for the Rabim, within the first 3 years, there is no application of Orla over here. That we learn from Lechem. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand these two opinions. So the main thing that we walked away with is that the word lechem, it doesn't teach me you're allowed to have hana from the orla. Of course not. The word lechem teaches me something about trees that were planted for the rabbim. And there's a machlokes, if that's specifically included in orla, even though you might think it shouldn't be, or vice versa. So now let's understand this machlokes. So my time at the Tanakhama, what's the reason according to the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says that this word lechem comes to include a tree that was planted for the rabbin. Okay, so how does he get that? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, unetatem, and you shall place, you as in plural, unetatem, you shall place, plant, you shall plant, liyachid, mashma. L'rabim lo mashma. When it says, you shall plant, it's talking to the yachid, and it's not talking to the rabbin. Now, this might sound a little bit confusing, right? Because unetatem is plural, as we mentioned. So it sounds like it's talking to the rabbin, not to the yachid. So Rashi explains what the diuk is. De'ein derech rabim lintoa. That it's usually you don't have like a group project of planting a tree. Usually a tree planting is a one-man job. So yeah, it says it's in plural, but don't worry about the plurality of it. Focus on the fact that it's a message about you planting, and usually people plant by themselves. So ulechol chad v'chad kamar netatem. For each person, it's talking to many people, but planting is a singular man job or woman. Right, so that based on the instruction of you plant, so it sounds like it's talking to the yachid, and therefore not to the rabbim. So now ksav rachmana lochem, but then the Torah says that it's orel for you, right? That orla is orla for you. Lahavi es natua larabim. It didn't have to say the word lochem there, but it did. That's coming to say that even if you do it for the rabbim, you plant it for the rabbim, there's still arla. Okay, so do we follow that the way that Hanukkah understands it? Right, he says unetatem is, don't focus on the pluralness of it, but unetatem, you shall plant, it's probably talking to a yachid, because usually a yachid is the one who plants a tree, and therefore you would think that orla only applies to trees planted for the yachid, but since the pasuk says lachem for you, it's arelim lachem, it's orla for you in plural. So it's saying that it includes even a tree that was planted for the rabbim is also included in the prohibition of orla. That's how the Tanakhama understands lachem. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues. So Rabbi Yehuda unetatem mashna bein l'rabbim bein l'yachid. Now so Rabbi Yehuda says, hold on, no way. If I see the word unetatem, I think that's clearly telling me that whether it's a yachid, whether it's a rabbim, orla would be in effect. You would assume, based on the word unetatem, that orla is a din for trees planted for a yachid, trees planted for a rabbim, no difference. That's how I would think. Ulechem bein yachid bein rabbim mashma. And also, when it says at the end, it's arelim lachem. So also, I would think that means to a yachid or to a rabbin. But here's an interesting principle. I don't think we've seen it yet in Shas, right? Starting from this might be the first time in Shas. I don't remember seeing this before since we started Brachos. That have a riboy achar riboy ve'ein riboy achar riboy elamait. What we have over here is an inclusion after an inclusion. And when you have two inclusions, it actually comes to exclude something. The second inclusion comes to limit the first inclusion. So the first inclusion would seem to be unetatem, would say that includes trees for a yachid or for a rabbin. But then when we have lechem, that basically cancels out unetatem, and now I only know a yachid. So Rabbi Yehuda views the combination of unetatem and lachem as two inclusions that therefore exclude the tree of a rabbim from the Isser of Arla. So this word, right, the Tanakhama views lachem as the inclusion to go against what you would assume from unetatem, right? According to the Tanakhama, from unetatem, I would assume Orla is a din for only Yechidim, turns out Lochem comes to include even of Arabim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Unetatem would indicate Yachid or Arabim, and so would Lachem, but since you have a Riboy Achar Riboy, that's only coming to be Mamait, to exclude, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda walks out of seeing Unetatem and Lachem, and walks out assuming that Orla does not apply to a tree that's planted for the Rabbim. Okay, and that is the end of our Orla proof. We can now move on, or Orla challenge to Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiah, and now we're going to try another one. Vahare Truma, but what about Truma? Dirachmona Amar v'chol zar lo yochal. Right, not yechel. Lo yachal kodesh. Right, so the Torah says regarding a zar, a non-Kohen, he is not allowed to eat Kodesh. Now, sounds like, so according to Rabbi Abahu, there'd be Nisr Yechila and Nisr Hana. Utnan, but then we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'arvin Lanazir. Remember this from Erevin? Ma'arvin Lanazir, B'yayin Uli Yisrael, B'truma. You can make an Erev for a Nazir with wine. And right now, what we're going to focus on, this next phrase, this next clause in the Mishnah, and Yisrael with Truma, right? I think so is a machlokes in Erevin, but at least the Tanakhama we're quoting, that a Yisrael, you can make an Erev for Yisrael with Truma. So it sounds like a Yisrael is allowed to have Hana from Truma. So that seems to be a challenge to Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu, wait, hold on. It says there's an Isra Achila, and yet we see you're allowed to have, and you would assume there's an Isra Na as well, but there's no Isra Na here. We see you can make an Erev. Amar of Papa, Shani Hasam, Damar Kra, Trumas Chem. The Pasuk says Trumas Chem, your Truma. Shalachem Tehe, it should be yours. Right? So if the Torah goes out of its way to say, your truma, so it seems that there is some possession to truma, and therefore Klal Yisrael are allowed to have hana from truma. The idach, well, what would the other opinion say? Right? The other opinion would be Chizkiah, because according to Chizkiah, you don't need trumaschem to teach me that there's no isser hana. Chizkiah says, I never thought there was an Isser Hana in the first place. It doesn't say Ye'achel, it says Lo Yochal. So I would never think there's an Isser Hana. So Trumaschem can't be teaching me that there's no Isser Hana. I knew there was no Isser Hana. So Ve'idach, what would Chizkiah say? Trumaschem Dechol Yisrael Kamar. It means the Truma of all Yisrael. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Ve'idach, right, you see Ve'idach, it's a few lines higher than over here. So Chizkiah da'amar lo sochlu lo mashma hana. So Chizkiah, who says that when it says don't eat, it's not, doesn't include an Isser Hana. Hai trumaschem lav lemishre hana asa. Trumaschem can't be coming to permit hana. Ela trumaschem dechol Yisrael kamar. Rather, what it means is just like the truma of all Yisrael. Ve'orche dekra le'ashduye hachi. And it's just like the way of the pasuk to talk in such a way that it's saying, you know, it's talking to Klal Yisrael, it's talking to the Jewish people, and says, it's truma aslem, you're truma, like you're truma. Now, there's a little bit of a problem here, but hachi Yisrael lav dafka. But when we say it's the truma of Yisrael, it's actually lav dafka, to habba levim ksiv. The pasuk's actually talking about the truma of the levim and trumas meiser. It's not actually talking about the truma that Klal Yisrael take off, but I mean, it just means like basically Chizkiah is like lav dafkaing the lashon of trumaschem. He says it says trumaschem. It's just that's just the way the Torah talks to the kahal, and Rashi understands the Gemara saying when it says the truma of all Yisrael, it's lav dafka. We're going to see this phrase used a little bit later on, and it will be specifically for Yisrael. So, like, the Torah is like, the Gemara is like borrowing the phrase of, it's the whatever of all Yisrael, but really Rashi points out it means specifically of the Levim, but not that it's the Kohanim's property. And not that it's teaching, and not that it's teaching us that it's the, you know, it's the property of the Jewish people and they can have, of Yisrael, and they can have Hanah from it. It's not teaching us that, because again, Chizkiah says, there's no reason not to think there's Hanah from it. Okay, and now the next challenge is going to be from the line we already quoted in the Mishnah, that Mishnah above, with the Erev, Vahari Nazir, but what about Nazir? Dirachmana Amar, Mechartzanen, Va'adzag, Lo, what is it? Lo, Yochel. Right? So it says that a Nazir cannot eat from grape seeds, grape peels. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Abahu would say that there is an Isser Hana as well. Vitznan, but we learned in our Mishnah in Erevin, Ma'arvin Lanazir B'yayin, that the Nazir is allowed to have Hana from the wine. In what context? In making an Erev out of wine. So, Amar Marzutra Shani Hasam, so we're going to have two answers to this. Marzutra Shani Hasam Damar Kra Nizro. Well, the Pasuk says Nizro, right? If you look at the full Pasuk over here in Parshas Naso, it says, all Kol Yemei Nizro, all the days of his Nazirus. His Nazirus, says the Gemara, Shelo Yehei. It should be his. That even the things that are usher for him in his Nazirus are still kind of his. He has some sort of possession even what's usher to him. And what is that? So what possession does he have? That means that he's actually allowed to get Hana even from the things that are usher from him, usher for him. You gotta have Hana. So the possessive lashon of Nizro is what Rabbi Bahu says teaches us, that you really can have Hana even though it says Lo Yochel. Not Yeachel, Lo Yochel, meaning Rabbi Bahu says Isser Achila and Isser Na, but not over here, because it says Nizro, possessive. Rav Ashi gives a different shot. He says, Kadoshi Gidol Pera, Gidol, sorry, one second. Gadel Pera, Se'er Rosho. Right, that it's going to be, it's going to be holy for him, that the hair that he grew out on his head. So that is considered holy. Rashi just points out that what's done with this is that you write Vaseir, Vaseir Shalo, Usser Bahana. We know that there's an Isser Hana regarding his hair after he cuts it. Vatamun Shreifa. You need to burn it. That after he brings the Korban Shlomim, the Ashim, the Nazir, at the end of his Nazirus, so he burns his hair with the Shlomim, under the Shlomim. And you're not allowed to get Hana from the hair. Right? You can't send it to Locks of Love, or you can't, you know, make a belt out of it. You have to, it's Kadosh. So, Gidulo Kadosh, Ve'ein Davar Acher Kadosh. Rav Ashi says, the Torah specifies that his hair is Kadosh, meaning Kadosh in Asur Be'Hana, and nothing else is. Nothing else meaning grapes aren't, wine is not, nothing else that's usher for him is really usher behana. Only his hair is usher behana. That's what Rav Ashi suggests. The Gemara then responds, hold on. Midi ve'ein davar acher ksiv? Does the pasuk say this? The hair is usher behana and nothing else? No, of course not. Ela mechavorta kedamar zutra. Rather, it's more clear to say what Marzutra said. So the Gemara doesn't like Ravashi's diuk. Ravashi says, look, it says the hair is asher bahana, mashma that nothing else, no wine or grapes are asher bahana. Says the Gemara, that's not a good diuk. Rather, Marzutra's was better, which was nizro, possessive, that he owns something in his nizirus, so he has rights to usage of Hana of things that were usher to him. Okay. Next piece. Vahari Chadash. What about Chadash? Right? Part of the new crop. The new crop that can only be eaten from, the wheat crop that can only be eaten from after bringing the Korban HaOmer. So Vahari Chodosh, Derechmano Amar, Lechem Vekeli Carmel Lo Sochlu Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, until the Mimochras Shabbos, right, the day after Pesach, the second day of Pesach, it's the second day of Pesach, that's when you're going to be allowed to eat the chadash. Okay, and now of course the Rebahu would say Isur Hana Vitznan, and we learned in the Mishnah Kotzer L'Shachas U'Machil L'Behema. You're allowed to harvest it for Shachas, which is like a type of animal feed, and feed it to an animal. Meaning, we see in this Mishnah, Chadash has an Isser Achila and no Isser Hana. And, of course, Rabbi Bahu would say, hold on, there's an Isser Hana. So what's going on here? Challenge Rabbi Bahu, Amar Rav Shmaya, Shani Hasam, Damar Kra Kitzirachem, Kitzirachem Shelachem Yehe. Over here, too, the Pasuk says, it's your harvest, Kitzirachem. Your harvest indicates that it's Shalachem, it's yours. What do you mean it's yours? Meaning you can benefit from it. So, yes, Rabbi Bahu would say, Lo Yochal, you would think there's an Isser Hana in Chadash. Comes along the word Kitzirachem to teach you that, no, it's only Isser Achila, but you're allowed to benefit from it. The Idach, well, what would Chizkiah say? Right, again, Chizkiah, I'm sorry I keep going back to this. When I say this more fresh in my mind, if I repeat Chizkiah Shita every single time. But what Chizkiah would say, of course, that there's no Isser Hana in the first place, so why does he have to say Kitzirachem? Kitzirachem dechol Yisrael mashma. No, it doesn't, like it's lav dafka. It's your harvest. It's talking to all of Yisrael. It's talking about the ones who are harvesting, and it's your harvest. Don't look into it so much. Right, this is the line that I think was like borrowed a little bit earlier. Why Rashi says, oh, it's only the Levian. It's borrowed a little bit earlier from here. Okay. Vahare Shiratzim. Well, what about Shiratzim? Creepy, crawly creatures that, great alliteration and that are, usher for Achila. So Amar the Pasuk said, Darachman Amar the Pasuk Torah says, Sheketz hu lo ye, lo ye achel, that these should not be eaten. So now we know Isser Achila. And even according to Chizkiah, there'd be an Isser Hana. V'tznan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Tzayadei chaya v'ofos v'dagim, shenizdamnu lahem minin, temein, mutarn l'mokrim l'nachrim. If you have trappers, Tzayadei, trappers of chaya, ofos, and dagim, of animals, of birds, of fish, and it was arranged that minim temeim, non-kosher animals, come to them, so it's mutter to sell them to goyim. Ah, so we see that there's an Isra Chila for Shkatzim and Behemos Temeos. But you're allowed to get Hana, you're allowed to sell them to a guy. So Shani Hosam Damar Kra Lachem. No, because the Pasuk says Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. They are yours, right? It says Sheketz Lachem, right? Chol Sheretz Ashtaretz Alharetz, Sheketz Hulo Yechel. So where does it say Lachem? Where does it say Lachem? It must be a pasuk somewhere else. It's not the pasuk we quoted, but must be there's a pasuk somewhere else. I don't know if it's in Shmini or Re'eh. Well, this is week parsha, so I guess we'll take a look a little bit later on. We quoted a pasuk from Shmini. Right. Yeah, do you have any? Do you know the pasuk that says that quotes Lachem? Does Rashi say over here?
It's,
okay.
11:11 in Vayikra, but I don't have it on the side.
Yeah. Okay. But there is such a pasuk that's in Parsha Shmini then. Okay. Right. One of the pasukim there says that it's Lachem. Lachem, my shrotzim, yes, my shrotzim, but I can't eat them, right, but you can have enough of me, you can sell them to the guy. Okay. Ihachi, so if so, afilu l'chadchila nami. So why does the Mishnah seem to phrase it as not a l'chadchila thing? if you're a hunter and you and it's damnula lachem, right? And you know, it's arranged that you end up catching these animals by accident, non kosher animals, you can benefit from them. Lachem should be enough to teach me that it's much about not fully. What's the problem? So shani hacha, no, it's different over here. Damar kra yiyu, that the pasuk says they should be. Behavayasam yehu, it should be as it is. Rashi says yiyu v'sheketz yulachem, that it should be considered a sheketz for you. That it's that there's something that's inappropriate l'chatchila making a parnasa off of them, but technically you do have possessive, I guess a heter and hana from them. But it's not appropriate to make that l'chatchila. Okay, ulechizgia l'mali l'michtav lo yeachel umaisi lachem l'mishraya. So, but according to Chizkiah, why does the pasuk have to write lo yeachel, and then have and require lachem to counter that, right? Meaning, according to the logic we were using, Chizkiah says lo yeachel teaches me there's an isra achil and there's an isra hana, and then lachem knocks it back to as if it says lo yochal or something like that. So why mess with that in the first place? So then don't let the Torah just write lo yochal or lo sochlu or something like that. Don't say lo yechel, and I wouldn't need the extra lechem. It saves some ink. Amar lecha Chizkiah, Chizkiah would say to you, time adidi nami mehacha. My reason itself is also from here. He's saying, this is exactly my point. My point is that yeachel, this is perfect. This is like case in point, where I give you a pasuk that says yeachel, and that's he teaches you an iser hana, a wood, but then there's a lechem to counter that. So that's like one of these times where there's an exception to the klal. Everything fits perfectly. He says this mishnah makes sense according to me, the pasuk makes sense according to me. Everything is fine. It's not a challenge. Okay. Vahare chametz. Wait, hold on. What about chametz? Terachman amar lo yechel chametz. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat chametz, lo yechel, but also, according to everybody, there would be an Isser Hana over here. But is it so simple that there's an Isser Hana by chametz? Now, you guys are thinking, like, of course. Yes. No, not so simple. V'tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Basically, he says, "Tama al atzmacha, you should wonder for yourself." He's responding to the shita of, I think, the Rabbanon. He says, he's like, "You guys should be ashamed. You should wonder about yourself." Hey, chametz aser bahana kol shiva. How it's possible that chametz is aser all 7 days? Rashi says, "Disvir le muter bahana kol shiva." That he holds that it's mutter, chametz is mutter bahana all 7 days. Wow, mutter bahana. V'kol shekein lachar Pesach. Right. There's actually a three-way machlokas that we're quoting. It's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili about the status of chametz after Pesach, if there's an isser hana or not. And there's also machlokas about the status of chametz on Pesach, if there's an isser hana or not, at least midoraisa. And upligat Rabbi Yehuda says Rashi damar chametz shavra alav haPesach ashabana lekan perken. Okay. So over here, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that there's no iser hana on Pesach, even though the pasuk says lo yechel. So shani hasam damar kra v'lo yira lecha seor lo yira lecha seor shalecha yehe. Right. So. Over here, chametz would be a different story. Chametz would be a different story. At least we're going to try to say this. Now, chametz would be a different story because it says lo yera lecha. So the lecha comes to cancel out the yeachel of chametz, or the yochal of chametz. Even meaning it says yeachel, but even when it says yochal, that comes to cancel out. Meaning everyone read this pasuk and say there's an Isser Hana, and he says, no, it says Lecha. V'Rabbanan. Well, what would the Rabbanan respond to that? They should say, oh yeah, you're right. It does say Lecha. That it's yours. Lecha means it's yours. That you can have Hana from it. So why would the Rabbanan, meaning Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, why would they argue and say that there's no Isser Hana? So Rabbanan, Shelecha iata roe. Aval ata roe shalachirim v'shal gavoa. No, the lecha doesn't mean that you have a right to have hana from it, that it's yours. It means that you're only not allowed to see your own chametz, but you can see the chametz of a guy, or the chametz that belongs to the gavoa, that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, hektish, you're allowed to see that type of chametz. Lecha is not teaching you about hana, it's teaching you only your chametz is the Isser of Bal Yerah. The idach. So what would that's such a good point. So what would he say back? What would Rabbi Yosef Levi say back? So trei lecha ksivi. Rabbi Yosef Levi would say, "There's two lechas, right? Lo yira lecha, and lo yimatze lecha." So the idach. That's actually a good point. there's two lechas. So one of them could teach you that it's mutar b'hana, and the other one teaches you that it's only usur to see your chametz, but you can see of a nakri of a gavoa. So what would the other opinion say back? What would the Rabbanan, or Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yehuda say back? V'idach, chad b'nakri shekivashto, v'chad b'nakri shelokivashto. No. There's two lechas, and they're both really having to do with seeing chametz that's not yours, but there one is seeing chametz that is not yours, that belongs to a guy that you're not affiliated with, or that you're not, that is not under your, like a subjugation, that's not your Eved. And the other Lecha says, and even if it's the Eved that works for you, he's under your subjugation, but even his Chametz you're allowed to see. So the two Lechas are actually important, and none of them, say Rabbi Shimon or Yehuda, none of them teach me that it's Mutar Bahana. So the idach, what Rabbi Yosef Levi say back to this? Unbelievable. Tlasa lecha. There are three lechas. Right, Rashi says, Tlasa lecha, second white line of Rashi. Lo yir lecha chametz, lo yir lecha sa'or, b'chol gulecha, v'od kra acharina, lo yir lecha sa'or, b'chol gulecha, shivas yamim. So there are three lechas. One of them is going to teach me about a guy who's not my Eved. Another one teaches me a guy that is my Eved. And a third one, says Rabbi Yosef Levi, teaches me that it's Mutar Bahana. Ve'idach, what would the other two say back? Chad b'sa'or v'chad b'chametz. One pasuk is talking about sa'or, and the other is talking about chametz v'tzrichi. And we need both of them. So the difference between sa'or and chametz, sa'or is like leaven. It's something that causes something to become chametz. Chametz is the thing that is the dough itself that has been leavened. We'll stop here for the Gemara. I want to just take a look at this Rashi, because Rashi says that they're both important. That we need to know the Isser of both Sa'or and Chametz, because you wouldn't really be able to learn a Kal v'Chomer from one for the other, and Rashi is going to explain why it's Vitzrichi. Right, so three lines down. V'tzrichi de'iksav sa'or mishum dechimutzo koshe avachametz ema mutter. You might say, listen, sa'or is even stronger in its chametz quality than chametz itself, even though it's not really something that you eat. It's like, you know, yeast or whatever. You don't eat sa'or, but it has this powerful chametz quality that it causes other things to become chametz. So for sure, you can't see such a thing. Of course, you can't have such a thing around you. And then say, so if it would only say chametz, I would for sure know sa'or as well. But don't say such a thing. Let's finish this. V'iksav chametz, and if it would just say chametz, and you try to learn the Kal v'Chomer, so don't say such a thing. V'shum d'roi l'achila. Because chametz is roi l'achila. Like, people don't eat sa'or. So there's a concern of lo yir elecha, you shouldn't see any chametz. I shouldn't see chametz around. But Saor, Aval Saor, Delo Asi Lamichle, but no, I'm not going to eat yeast or leaven. I'm not going to eat that. So aim a low of RLA. Maybe I won't be over a Balyar or Balyamatze for this. Hakim Farj will Parakama de Beitza. This is explained in the Parakama de Beitza and Dav Zayin Amud Beis. So basically, what we walk out is that Chametz and Saor each have a Chumrah to it, and you wouldn't necessarily be able to learn one from the other. Chametz, because Balyar Balyamatze, of course, Chametz, I might come to eat. I might come to eat Chametz. I'm not going to eat Saor. So it needs to mention Saor. And if it only mentions Saor, I would say, well, yeah, Saor is a very, very powerful Chametzic agent that creates Chametz. It's a Chametz maker. That Balyir Bayumatze. But maybe Chametz not. Maybe Chametz is not a big deal. So comes the Torah to teach me, says Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, comes Saor to teach me. Sorry, the lechal and lechal. One is saor, one is chametz, and one is talking about the an eved and a nachri, and there's no heter for hana. Okay.